Mr. McKenzie?
Yes. Ready to start, are we?
Yes.
Yeah, well, my name's Eddie McKenzie. I reside in Invercargill. I've been jet boating since 1981. I joined the South Branch of Jet Boating New Zealand in 1984 and was voted on the committee in 88, having held various positions. South Branch Rivers Office for the past 19 years, and I currently hold a position on JBNZ National Rivers Subcommittee and have done that for 10 years. I average about 100 hours a year boating rivers and lakes. In my evidence, I'll discuss the following: Jet Boating New Zealand Incorporated submission, comment on Planners 42A, recommending report, and providing concluding comments to clarify the relief in JBNZ 6. So our submission was that JBNZ supports the rule in respect to motorised recreational craft operating on the surface of lakes and rivers and streams in the district. JBN 6, that rule 36.8.1.2 includes for jet boat racing activities, as the plan allows for jet boat racing, and we seek to have an additional bullet point to read 92 DBA LAS max for vehicles competing in jet boat race events to be operated between the hours of 0800 hours and 1800 hours. The Planners 42A report, recommending report, Mr. Barr has recommended rejecting Jet Boat New Zealand submission. This is based on evidence from Dr. Giles, acoustics engineer. Refer to statement of evidence, Dr. Giles, clause 7.8, page 12 of Dr. Giles' report. Dr. Giles states that the increase would be clearly noticeable and could have significant adverse noise impacts. Dr. Giles ended clause 7.8 in saying that, in his opinion, it's not practical to make this assessment on the district-wide basis for unspecified events. Jet boat racing. In the operational district plan and the proposed district plan, jet boat race events are a permitted activity, except for the Clutha River, where they are a controlled activity, being limited to 6 jet boat race days per year. Jet boat racing events have been held in the QLDC area since the mid to late 1960s. And in 1987, Jet Boat New Zealand set noise limits for recreational boats of 80 dBA and race and jet sprint boats of 95 dBA. New Zealand Jet Boat River Racing Association employed Bell Acoustic Consulting George Bauhaus to undertake an environmental effects assessment on noise for jet boat racing events in the QLDC area. Mr. Bauhaus's conclusion, last paragraph, page 9 of his report, states the proposal will not impose an unreasonable amount of noise on people living in areas adjacent to the racecourses. When taking over an average period of 8 months to a year, the frequency of events, the effects from noise will be less than minor. Dr. Giles states that it's not practical to make an assessment on district-wide basis for unspecified events. The QLDC Navigation and Safety Bylaw requires application to the Harbour Master for special events, which includes jet boat racing in the QLDC area. Every jet boat race event has been applied for, and this has been happening long before the operational district plan. Jet boat race events have never been unspecified. So the relief being sought is JBNZ seeks submission that the proposed district plan have additional bullet point to read 92 DBLAS max for vessels operating jet boat race events between the hours of 0800 and 1800. On writing this hearing evidence, the 92 dba is a typo and should have read 95 dba as per JBNZ noise regulations for jet boat racing. So concluding, jet boat race events are a permitted activity in both the operational district plan and the proposed district plan. Jet boat race events are required to be applied for under the QLDC Navigation Safety Bylaw. JBNZ, NZJBRRA have an environmental effects assessment on noise for jet boat racing in the QLDC area. And that concludes, when taken on an average over the frequency of events, the effects are less than minor. We ask that our submission to include a noise level for vessels competing in jet boat race events be adopted.
Thank you. Now, I've just checked chapter 21, which is the rural chapter and deals with the surface of rivers.
Yeah.
Do you have any rule in there relating to jet boat races on the Clutha between the outlet and the Albertown Bridge, where it provides for six race days a year as a controlled activity? Other than that, where does Jet Boat New Zealand race?
On the rivers, which all have upliftings. So the speed upliftings uplifted on the Dart, the Kuara, the Shotover, and the Matukituki.
Sorry, could you, what's a speed uplifting? Sorry.
Well, in 1978, the government closed all rivers to no more than 5 knots speed.
Right.
So when then the Jet Boat Association at the time set to get a lot of upliftings, and they were all gazetted in the New Zealand Gazette of these rivers to get a jet to be able to boat the river more than 5 knots. So it was called a speed uplifting. So all these rivers were granted a speed uplifting. And then when the Maritime New Zealand, delegated the authority for Queenstown area, it was delegated to the Otago Regional Council, who then on delegated it to QLDC. And that's why QLDC have the rivers portfolio, if you like, over Otago District Council. So down in Southland, the Environment Southland have the hard master and deal with the speed of boats on internal waterways.
What's the usual limit then when the speed is uplifted? What is it uplifted to?
Unlimited.
Oh, okay.
So that's how the commercial jet boat operators run up and down the rivers here and Matukituk and Dart River through that speed uplifting, which was great, which was all gained by New Zealand Jet Boat Association way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And they were all gazetted in the New Zealand Gazette at the time under the waterways regulations. And now MNZ have taken them over and delegated them to the regional councils, or as in Queenstown's, it's on delegated to QLDC, which is looked after by the Harbour Master's Office.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, my understanding of the rules and the proposed plan is, apart from that only the Clutha as a controlled activity, which requires a consent but must be granted, and that does not include noise as a matter of control. So, any other river or lake, it appears that a consent would be needed, and as part of that consent, the noise would have to be considered in each particular case. The reason I raise this is because in our questioning yesterday, the revised version of the rules recommended by the officers, which was distributed 3 weeks ago, suggests that the noise rules in the plan only apply to commercial craft, not all craft. I presumably the jet boat races are private craft.
Yes.
So they wouldn't be caught by any noise rule specifically in the plan. In any event, that's my understanding of what's been recommended. So the only way that the noise will be controlled is through the consent that's actually granted for the particular events.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, this probably doesn't need a rule in the plan. We'll consider your evidence and the report from the noise experts that you've provided, but I suspect that it will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, because prior to the plan, prior to the operational district plan, it was always covered off in the navigational safety bylaw, which is still there. So now we have a double dipping, and we've got to get a consent, and we've got to abide by the special events clause in the navigational safety bylaws, which was put in to cover off jet boat racing events.
Yeah.
Back before the plan came along.
Thank you very much,
Mr. this way. Rams.
Came up through the car park.
Ah, so there is.